The paper went to the district attorney over a closed session in which Wausau's finance committee discussed a property on Thomas Street, an east-west corridor that the city is trying to improve. Daily Herald editor Mark Trinan says the agenda didn't specifically mention the property.
The city did not properly describe what it was going to be meeting about, and then when it went into closed session, it didn't justify any reason for having those discussions behind closed doors.
Wausau Alderman Jim Brzezinski attended the finance committee meeting, and he says proper procedures were followed.
I don't believe that we did anything improper, and at this point, that's all it is an accusation. If I'm proven wrong, well, then I'm proven wrong, and we'll take the appropriate steps to rectify the situation.
But Wausau Mayor Jim Tipple is already taking steps following the open meetings complaint. Tipple will meet with his committee heads next week to tighten procedures.
You got to be very careful on what's talked about in closed session and what's appropriate in open session. So it's a complicated issue. I think all communities, municipalities, struggle with it.
The mayor says a city attorney will attend all future closed sessions to make sure they're legal. Trinan says the newspaper will continue keeping a watchful eye.
These kind of meetings thwart the democratic process, and the democratic process is what makes government strong in this country.
The Herald also publicized an alleged open meetings violation by the Marathon County government. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.